This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans looking for cheaper ways to get to work now as record-high gas prices make it tougher to fill up the car's gas tank. Gas is $4.94 a gallon this morning. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi.
Oil prices are up largely, almost entirely, because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the disruptions of Russian oil supply. Russia produces a lot of oil, exports a lot of oil, and that's come off the market. So it's just supply and demand. If you have less supply, and of course the economy is generating demand for oil, then prices have to go up, and that's exactly what's been happening.
President Biden is asking Congress to suspend federal gas taxes for 3 months. That could save you 18 cents a gallon on gas. He's also asking states to suspend their own gas taxes. The Uvalde, Texas school district police chief has been put on leave because, says the school district superintendent, the facts surrounding the tragic shooting at Robb Elementary School are not clear. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Pete Arredondo, the police chief for the Uvalde, Texas school district, was put on administrative leave Wednesday amid criticism of his decision to hold police officers outside Robb Elementary School as 19 students and two teachers were gunned down. The action came one day after Colonel Steve McCraw, the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, delivered a blistering assessment of Arredondo's actions before a state Senate hearing.
The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander.
I'm Mike Gracia.
The January 6th committee will hear from former Justice Department officials who faced down pressure from then-President Trump over the presidential election results. Don't underestimate Russia's military capabilities in Ukraine. That's the warning from the president of Estonia. He says Moscow is in Ukraine for the long haul. This is AP News. A man's pleaded not guilty to trying to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The AP's Ed Donahue.
Nicholas Roski from California was arrested outside Kavanaugh's home near Washington. An FBI agent's affidavit said he was armed with a gun and a knife, was carrying zip ties, and was dressed in black, and also called local police to say he had traveled from California to kill Kavanaugh. After his arrest, Roski told a police detective he was upset by a leaked draft opinion suggesting the Supreme Court is about to overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark abortion case, and was also upset over the school massacre in Uvalde, Texas, and believed Kavanaugh would vote to loosen gun control laws. Roski remains in custody. A tentative trial date was set for August 23rd. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. is working to import baby formula from Mexico to ease the shortage of formula. 16 million 8-ounce baby formula bottles. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.